Welcome to an Impact Ministries production, brought to you by Impact Ministries World Changers, changing the way the world sees God. Learn how you can become a world changer today by visiting www.impactministries.com. Now, here's your host, founder of Impact Ministries and developer of Heart Physics, the self-development programs that have changed thousands of lives around the world, Dr. Jim Richards.
Hello, I'm Jim Richards. I want to welcome you to this very special message about the secret to always winning. Now, I know that when I even say words like that, it just seems far-fetched or sounds like a pipe dream. But I want to tell you something. The Bible is very clear. God wants us to always be the head and never be the tail. He wants us to always be above and never be beneath. Now, you may ask the question, what about all the people who lose? What about all of God's people who don't win? You know something? Jesus has to be our standard. Everybody else can't be our standard. What happens in everybody else's life is between them and God. We have to take the promises of God, and we have to incorporate them into our life. And regardless of what we see happening with anybody else, we have to acknowledge God's promises are mine, which means they are possible in my life. You may say, well, if they're mine, why aren't they just automatically happening? Well, you know, we walk by faith. And unfortunately, what we've been taught about God and what we've been taught about faith really seems to make it hard for us to grasp and live in what Jesus died to provide for us. First of all, I just want to remind you again, God always wants you to win. God always wants you to enjoy His promises. Jesus died so that you could live in all of the promises that God has ever made to anyone, because in Him, according to 2 Corinthians 1:20, all the promises are yes and amen. So you are in Jesus, therefore you can and should be living in the covenant that God made with Jesus, which means you're delivered from the curses of the law, you're qualified for the inheritance of the kingdom of light. I'm telling you, we have the opportunity to live life far better than we've ever imagined. Now, really, when we read passages like 2 Corinthians 2:14, where it says, now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ. Always, always. That's amazing. We read passages like that, or like Romans 8:36, where it says, in all these things, he's talking about all these tribulations, all these things that come against us. Really, we read these and they sound like pipe dreams. They sound like something that just absolutely can't be possible. But the truth is, we have been programmed by religion to believe the very worst about God and to doubt the provisions of Christ through His death, burial, and resurrection. I'll tell you, if you get my book, Apocalypse, you will understand how Luciferian doctrine, and Luciferian doctrine is any doctrine that is rooted in the idea that God is not good, that God is not fair, that God is not just, that God wants you to suffer. Any of these doctrines that present God in a negative light are Luciferian doctrines, and you can understand that and understand how the world has gotten where it is and where why the church has gotten where it is. If you'll read my book, Apocalypse, and I'll tell you not only that, you'll understand how you don't have to live there, and you'll understand how to prepare yourself to follow Jesus and all His promises no matter what comes on planet Earth. Now, our concept or our definition of winning is one of the things that has to be changed if we are, in fact, to live in the victory that God has promised us. Because most of our concepts of winning are really very harsh and very negative. And there are some things that we believe about winning. You know, we believe that winning is evil because we have a concept that the world has imposed upon us. And rather than looking at God's concept of winning, we look at the world's concept of winning. Now, remember, religion tells us that we need to suffer. Religion tells us that God uses suffering as a way to develop you. I got news for you. That is not what the Bible says. That's not what the Old Testament says. That's not what the New Testament says. It is not God who causes us to suffer. It's the thief who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus has come that we might absolutely have life and have it to its fullness. You have to realize Luciferian doctrine emerged very early in the church, where repentance, change in your mind, was twisted into the concept of penance, where we had to pay for our sins. And in fact, Jesus has already suffered for our sins. There's no need for us to suffer for them. Jesus has already obtained our inheritance. We can receive it freely. There's no need for us to earn it. So you have the idea that through suffering, we are purged and we are made holy. No, we are washed with the water of the word. We are made clean through the words that Jesus spoke to us when we believe them in our heart. And the Holy Spirit comes in us at the new birth, and we are born again, and we are made righteous. So remember, religion has made us believe that we need to suffer. Therefore, it's incredibly difficult for us to grasp God's promises of always living in victory. So, you know, right now we're talking about why winning is foreign to believers. And the first reason is that religion tells us we need to suffer. The second reason, you know, we believe that God is the source of our trials and tribulations as a means to test and develop our faith. Well, that, again, that is absolutely not true. The only test God has for you is the test of faith. And the test of faith simply works like this. God makes you a promise, and your test is, will you believe his promise? Will you trust what he has done for us through the Lord Jesus Christ? The Bible says in the book of James, the first chapter, says, when a man is tempted, let no man say this is tempted of God. Well, that word tempted means to be tempted, tested, tried, scrutinized. So don't ever say when you're tempted, tested, tried, or scrutinized that it's God doing that to you. There is no way that you can trust God to lead you into victory if, in fact, you believe it is God who is leading you into the testing. God uses his word and his spirit to help us grow, to cause us to grow up in him and become who we really are in Jesus. Number three, we do not realize that God wants life to go well with us. And even in the Old Testament, God would say, I'm giving you these instructions because I want life to go well with you. I want it to be good for you and your children. I want you to eat the fruit of the land. I want you to live in peace. I want you to be safe from your enemies. And I want you to fall in love with me and trust me. And everything that God's ever said to mankind has been for our good. Now, religion trusts around and says that the things that God teaches us and instructs us that we have to do to satisfy him and to appease his wrath, that is absolutely untrue. Number four, we have no concept of us winning without others losing. Therefore, winning seems incredibly harsh and cruel. I'm going to tell you something, that is not true. You know, when we are committed to the life and the love of God, when we are committed to loving and helping people, we can win in a way that everyone else is going to benefit. And that's one of the things I'm going to show you in my series, The Secret of Always Winning. I'm going to show you how to win so that everybody around you can win if they choose to. I'm going to show you how to win in a way that God is glorified and you are blessed and everybody around you can be blessed. I want to tell you something. You know, when other people win, they usually win at everybody else's expense. We get to bring the principles of the kingdom of God in where we don't take advantage of people, but through our winning, everybody connects with God, everybody prospers, everybody is blessed. And I'm going to tell you something, that's the way I do business, that's the way I do ministry, that's the way I do everything. And so you can learn to do this. So this series about the secret of always winning, it's not going to be like anything you've ever heard about winning. This is not going to be about aggression. This is not going to be based on the world's system. This is going to be based on the teaching of Jesus that's easy and light. So I want you to understand that the first step to winning is redefining what it means to win. And here's how I define winning. Winning is when I receive or experience the promises of God while facilitating the very best outcome for everyone involved. Let me say that to you again. Winning is when I receive or experience the promises of God while facilitating the very best outcome for everyone involved. And I want it to be that way in every business deal. I want it to be that way in every negotiation. I want it to be that way in every transaction. I want it to be that way in solving every disagreement. I don't want me winning an argument to mean that somebody else is going to lose and somebody's going to come out in worse shape. The second step is to believe that winning is possible for you. You know, Mark 9:23, Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Well, there's a couple of things here that we tend to, I think, overlook in this verse or we leave out of this verse. First of all, everything becoming possible starts with you believing that all things are possible. Because he says, all things are possible to him that believes. If you can believe, that's the whole catch. Can you believe that all things are possible? But second, can you believe all things are possible for you? See, we all have a tendency to look at other people. And you know, this is something that sadly the ministerial elite have kind of imposed upon the laity, you know, back since the early days when the church went into corruption. You know, the priesthood, they were the anointed. They were the flawless. And so now, you know, we have the people who are the anointed and the chosen and the called. And we think they have some part of God that we don't have. We think they have some secret blessing. We think they have something we don't have. Well, I got news for you. It's not enough just to believe that all things are possible. You've got to believe that all things are possible for you. And really what that gets down to is you stop looking at yourself based on your track record of successes and failures. You start looking at Jesus and what he was able to accomplish in his life through his death, burial, and resurrection. And you begin to wrap your heart and mind around the fact that you are in him and you share in all that he has. And only when you begin to perceive and experience yourself in Christ will you actually come to this place where you really think all things are possible. You know, we have a life renewal program called Heart Physics. And the Heart Physics Essential Program is all designed to get people aware of Christ in them. See, Christ is in us, we're in him. And when that becomes our reality, when we don't have to put forth effort to believe that, then we move into the realm of limitless living. Because if we know we're in him and he's in us, then all things really do become possible. The third step is to choose to win. One of the things the Bible is very adamant about is you choose this day whom you serve. You choose this day, blessing or cursing. You choose this day, life or death. People have been led to believe that we live in a fatalistic world where we don't have choices. Well, I got news for you. That is in defiance of the Word of God. That's even in defiance of what we know about science and how the universe works and how the world works. We have to make choices. And I want to tell you something. We do not experience the grace, the power, the strength of God, the Holy Ghost working in us and through us. We don't experience God's life and power until we make choices based on the Word of God. And the moment we make choices based on the Word of God, you know, the promises of God and the fact that we have them in Jesus, that's when grace comes alive in us. The fourth step is then you've got to equip yourself to win. Equipping yourself to win, it means you renew your mind. When you renew your mind, then you have the capacity to see where you have unscriptural and faulty beliefs, and you put off those beliefs. You send them away. And because you've renewed your mind, because you see what the truth is, you put on your scriptural identity. You put on the promises of God. You put on the new man who is filled with the life and the power of God. Listen, I want you to always win, and I want everybody around you to win. I want you, and I want me to be an influence for the kingdom of God so that everyone around us has the opportunity to participate in the very best that God has to offer. In my series, The Secret to Always Winning, I'm going to walk you through the biblical secrets to always win and to make it possible for everyone around you to always win. And at the end of the day, for everyone around you to fall in love with God. Listen, I hope you enjoy this series. I hope you'll check it out. And I hope you'll join me every single week on www.impactministries.com, where I will share a free broadcast, a free message to help you make this journey in who you are in Jesus and what you really have.
Thanks for listening to the weekly Impact Ministries World Changers podcast with Dr. Jim Richards. If you like what you've just heard, we encourage you to share our web address, www.impactministries.com, with friends and colleagues. be sure to check out the resources section of our website for previous podcasts and our videos. Join us next week for another great message by Dr. Jim Richards.